There's increasing climate variability might lift the risk of homegrown mosquito-borne disease. We do pretty well with mosquito-borne disease here in Australia, but the arrival of new exotic mosquitoes in Australian backyards could be a real game changer. Characterised by its black and white stripes, the disease-spreading Asian tiger mosquito is what a lot of scientists are concerned about. Joining me to talk about how we've kept the tiger mosquitoes away from Australia thus far is Dr. Cameron Webb, mosquito researcher from New South Wales Health Pathology. Good morning, Cameron.
Yeah, good morning, Philip.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, this the Asian tiger mosquito, why is it a concern?
Yeah, one of the reasons it's a concern is not only is it capable of transmitting some of the pathogens that cause pretty serious diseases, so things like dengue viruses, chikungunya virus, but also Zika virus. But it's also a really severe nuisance biting pest. So it's the type of mosquito that if it's biting you in the backyard, it's relentlessly biting during the day, and it can really sort of send you scurrying inside. And so in parts of the world where it's present, you get both outbreaks of disease, but local residents also get kind of severely disrupted because of the nuisance biting of the mosquito. It lives around our backyards, it's close to people, so it's a pest and a public health risk.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's an issue, the fact that they stick around during the day, because the majority of the mosquitoes that we seem to have at the moment clear out during the middle of the day.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. And so in Australia every summer, you hear warnings from health authorities about avoiding mosquito bites at dawn and dusk. And so most of the mosquitoes that we have found in our local wetlands, they're mostly abundant in that early evening, dusk, early nighttime sort of period. But for these mosquitoes, because they bite during the day and relentlessly during the day, they can really disrupt not just activities in the backyard, but even local schools and parklands and things like that. So in places like North America where they're present, you know, people rate them up there with kind of graffiti and vandalism in the local suburb in terms of things that really jeopardize the quality of life. So we can't discount the impact of just nuisance biting alone.
Yeah, it's a huge issue. Now, mosquitoes can fly, but it seems like a big journey to be spreading from continent to continent. How is it that they've managed to spread around the world?
Yeah, they're really fantastic hitchhikers. So mosquitoes aren't going to sort of fly into Australia from our nearby countries, but they're really great at hitchhiking in planes and ships. And so they lay their eggs on items that we move around, so everything like anything that holds water, vases, the trade in used tires between countries has been a good way that's moved between Asia and North America and Europe. But probably the way they can get to Australia is, you know, someone's traveling overseas, they pick up a souvenir like a vase or some container, they come back into Australia, the eggs are there. And, you know, they put it in the backyard or they fill it up with water, the eggs hatch. And if the conditions are right and it happens at just the right time, then unfortunately we may get a little population of these mosquitoes established in Australia.
Right. Okay. So the fear is there. Well, we've done a very good job at keeping them at bay thus far. What has been the sort of process of keeping them out of Australia?
Yeah, there's really two steps at the moment. The Department of Agriculture and Water Resources do a really great job of monitoring our local airports and seaports for arriving planes and ships from overseas. So they have traps out to monitor for the invasion of these mosquitoes, and they also use insecticides to keep them away. And that's been really successful to date. But probably most significantly, we discovered this mosquito in the Torres Strait in around 2005. And in that time, authorities have developed action plans to go and use insecticides, clean up the areas on these islands where the mosquito is present. And they're actually able to kind of dramatically reduce the populations in the Torres Strait. And once you've removed them from your doorstep, you're kind of much easier to stop them from making that jump across to the mainland. And we haven't had a population on the mainland become established. In the last 10 years or so, the mosquito has been present in the Torres Strait. So that's a really great result and a really great testament to the teams working in that region.
Mm. Right. So you said that they had an issue in the Torres Strait and they've sort of cleared it up quite well. What's the process of trying to eradicate a mosquito species?
Yeah, it's really, there's two ways you attack it. First of all, you try to remove the areas where the mosquito might be breeding in. So these love breeding in water holding containers, so rainwater tanks, pot plant sources, things like that. So if you can clean up some of the rubbish in the local villages and communities, that can remove or reduce the place that the mosquito can breed. The second thing is using insecticides. And while we don't like spraying insecticides in the local environment, if you can be very targeted in spraying that where the mosquitoes are hiding out, you can be much more effective in reducing their populations. And that's what the teams have found in the Torres Straits. You target the areas where mosquitoes are resting, and you can use less insecticide, but you can get better results from it. And so I think some of the lessons we've learned in the Torres Strait can easily be applied to countries in other parts of the world where they have problems with the Asian tiger mosquito and some of these other mosquito species that can cause outbreaks of disease.
Right. So looking down the track, does it look like the successes in the Torres Strait will mean that we might have successes elsewhere in the world of potentially getting rid of this pest altogether for good?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue to find new ways to control mosquitoes. And so while we rely on insecticides a lot now, we probably will start thinking about things like genetic modification of mosquitoes and some of these emerging technologies, you know, even things like drones and remote operated traps that are tapped into the Wi-Fi network and some of these really great new technologies. But at the moment, they're kind of really expensive. They're difficult to roll out. So the use of insecticide and probably most importantly of all, vigilance of the local community and taking those personal steps to reduce the risk of mosquitoes around your backyard is the way to go. And I think that if we ever see this mosquito pop up in Australia, I think that's going to be the really critical component. The fact our health authorities have already developed and had experience with some of these strategic responses to the mosquito. So hopefully, even if it does arrive, we can eradicate it pretty quickly.